one day at a time.
Yes, Minnesota, you have a senator. Congratulations, finally. It only took 8 months. Norm Coleman concedes. Al Franken is in. And the balance is now tipped, certainly in favor of the Democrats. That's 60, if my math is correct. So Al Franken is in after the Minnesota Supreme Court actually ruled in his favor. Governor Paul Ennie signed the certificate of the election, and it's done. And actually, to Franken's credit, he said Norm Coleman was really gracious. They had a great phone call and all that other sort of stuff. And it was smart of Coleman to step aside because he is eyeing the governor's office in Minnesota. Supposedly, he wants to run in 2010, he would like to be that guy. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show, we zig and zag and careen all over the place. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. We talk about politics, sports, business, what's happening in your backyard, baby, and, of course, Michael Jackson all the time. No, I'm just kidding. Everywhere you turn, though, it is all about Michael Jackson. What happened? We found the will. What's going on with the kids? What's going on with the kids' mother? Was Michael really the father of the kids? Here was the last rehearsal. These are the young people that were the dancers that had been chosen. I mean, any angle you can possibly scrape up, it has been done or is going to be done in the next month. If I were taking bets on when all of this subsides, I'm going to tell you probably we've got another 2 weeks at least worth of this. Certainly through the holiday, the 4th of July weekend, because there's going to be, rumor has it, a big public memorial service for Jackson over the weekend, and it might be at Neverland Ranch, which is really strange since Neverland Ranch went belly up and was the source of a lot of contentious things in the end for Michael Jackson, but it can accommodate a lot of people. I said I wouldn't be surprised, and I really meant this, if you saw a million people come out for some kind of a service, especially a public viewing, because they're talking about a public viewing. If you really go through with a public viewing at Neverland Ranch, guarantee at least 250,000 to 500,000, but I'd say you really could tip it at 1,000,000. Would that not be crazy? I think it's possible. Because what's different about this whole Michael Jackson thing is that people are celebrating his music, talking about the music, talking about the odd proclivities of the man as well on the side, but so much of it is about the whole pop scene, and I haven't seen anything like this. And there's all these polls out as to where would you put Michael Jackson? Is he bigger than the Beatles? Is he bigger than Elvis Presley? Do you think he's bigger than the Beatles? Do you think he's bigger than Presley? I'll tell you, he's captivating the world, not just the United States, but the world as well. In the meantime, a couple of other things have happened of a note, including the fact that it's not just the United States that's been put on notice by Al-Qaeda. Now it is France. If you remember, last week I was telling you about this, and I said bravo to Sarkozy for having the cojones, I'll just not sugarcoat it, to say we don't want the burqas here anymore because it is not a religious symbol. It is something that suppresses women. And it hasn't happened yet officially throwing out the idea of the burqa, but there's no question it's being pushed. So now what Al-Qaeda is saying is that they're threatening to take advantage on France by every means and wherever they can reach them because of this debate over whether the burqa, which is the traditional garb of the Islamic woman covering the woman head to toe, whether or not that violates French law. So on all the radical websites, what is being thrown out there is we're not going to tolerate provocations and injustices, and we're going to take our revenge from France. and French President Nicolas Sarkozy should watch out and all that other sort of stuff. It was very controversial, obviously, when Sarkozy stepped up and told the lawmakers in France that the garment wasn't welcome there. It just wasn't welcome. That's exactly how he said it, that in France they should be allowed to wear whatever else, but not the burqa. So here's the deal. You've got a panel of about 32 folks that help make the laws in France. They're going to investigate whether the burqa is a threat to the secular nature of the French Constitution. They're supposed to report back with recommendations in 6 months, so this is not going to happen overnight. I'll be curious as to what will happen in France, if we're going to see any kind of violence incited by this, because the threats are pretty, I think they're kind of, more than kind of, I think they're pretty troubling. Just announcing that our Muslim brothers in France and in Europe and in general are troubled by the French politicians and the leaders and the harassment of our people regarding the burqas. So, you know, will France impose the burqa ban? I hope they go through with it. Like I said, last week those statements got a big bravo from me and from any of you in Sarkozy's address to Parliament. The fact that he didn't slurk away and just said, yeah, you know, and, you know, France isn't the only European Union country, by the way, that's talking about the ban. The Dutch are also saying the same thing. In fact, they voted in favor of it in 2005, but the government at the time left office before that legislation could be passed. Boy, that's convenient, isn't it? And if you look at France's population, I ran some numbers on this. I looked at a couple of different sites and pulled down some information on the makeup of France, and it's about 10% on the high level of the population of 64 million is Muslim. So about 10% of France's population is Muslim, if the CIA estimates are right anyway. And there's no hard statistics on religion in France. So, and that's in accordance with the status as a secular state. So it's hard to really say for sure, but it is a pretty decent sized population, and we know that. We know that from various protests and whatnot that we've seen coming out of France. And finally, two here at the top worth mentioning. Farrah Fawcett, who's lost in all of this and overshadowed by the King of Pop. It was a sad day, certainly for her friends and family in Los Angeles, as they held a private funeral for her at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels. And it was close to the media, but there were shots of the family with a casket and the pallbearers. One of them was, of course, Ryan O'Neill. And her son, Redmond, was freed from jail for the service, so he was among the many people who were there to tip their cap, say goodbye to the actress who captivated so many people. I think I said this on last show. If you looked at that red swimsuit on the pinup poster that was Farrah Fawcett's, and if you never saw it and you've seen it recently, would you believe at the time, because this was 1976, 12 million copies, were sold. Crazy. There's some fallout from Madoff and the 150 years that he got for swindling so many people. We've got that coming up around the bend.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Paparazzi event, Bernie Madoff yesterday coming out of that Manhattan courtroom, sentenced to 150 years. So with the feds, you're not chunking off any of that time. You have to serve at least 80% of it. He's in prison for the rest of his life. There's no question about it. But a lot of people are actually talking a day later, I guess to my surprise, that the sentence was ridiculous, that the sentence didn't really fit the crime. Somebody said to me today, well, it wasn't like he murdered anybody, but, you know, you jack with somebody's money, this is what happens. He didn't just jack with somebody's money, though. He jacked with too many people's money. Investors, what it could have cost them? Conservatively, we're talking about maybe $13.2 billion. It could be $50 billion. And that's what Madoff told his sons, if you remember, back in December. So the day after all of this, the final analysis, supposedly 10 more people are going to be charged in this scam, which I think is good because anybody involved, they need to pay. I think they need to pay, right? Now, the lawyer for Bernie Madoff, a guy named Irely Sorkin, said that, you know, our justice system is not about vengeance, it's about justice, and it was completely unfair. He was on the Today Show when he talked about it, said it was ridiculous and pretty much absurd, but I'm going to let him tell you that in his own words.
The justice system is not built on vengeance. And it's not built on symbolism. There's nothing in the guidelines, the sentencing guidelines, that talk about making symbols of people. 150 years is absurd under the guidelines, under the sentencing statutes. But we respect his decision, and that's the decision he made. The investigations are still continuing. We have to deal with the SIPC trustee. We have to deal with the SEC. As your reporters have said, the U.S. Attorney's Office is still investigating. With respect to the symbolism part, I think I responded to that. I think it's more, obviously, it's more than symbolism. But the fact that no one stood up for him was extraordinarily difficult for him. Generally, you do have charities, family members write letters. But he was accused of swindling charities, and it would be foolish to even suspect that a charity was going to write a letter for him.
All right, so see, and the lawyer's right. Nobody came forward and stood up for him. Nobody. But one of the things that was discussed is, well, listen, how come he didn't cooperate? How come he didn't spill the beans or talk about other people involved or give more specifics on it? And Sorkin's response to that is just that, hey, listen, this is currently under an investigation, and so you can't say anything as a result of that. So he didn't, he basically was sort of alluding to the fact that, no, that's exaggerated. It wasn't that he didn't cooperate. It was that that's how it was perceived. I'll tell you what, in that courtroom, he, maybe some people got their vengeance anyway because they called him a monster, a true beast, a psychopath, an evil lowlife. I mean, you name it. He was called pretty much every name in the book. And you have to think of where some of those people were at in their 70s, in their 80s, people who had worked their whole life that lost everything they had. And now they got to figure out how they're going to survive without that cash. And maybe they'll get some of it back. How many people will be satisfied? How many will get a chunk of money? You know, that's still up in the air because they're liquidating a bunch of stuff and they're trying to figure out, you know, what can be paid off. Here's another thing that people don't realize, too. Apparently, his family also, some of his family members anyway, were also victims of Bernie's. His sister was one of the scammed victims. Oh, my, oh, my. So how do you do that? How do you do that to your own family member? But he did. She's trying to sell her Florida house, and she's 74 years old. And her name is Sandra Weiner, and she's saying she has nothing, absolutely nothing, because everything was lost. And here's a woman who, I guess, figured she had everything and was making money thanks to her brother, you know, and the investments that he was making with the money that she had. She lived right next door, kind of alongside in this enclave in Palm Beach, the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus, lost about $3 million in this thing. So I think that tells you something right there, that if somebody can scam their, what kind of person scams their own sister? She was a victim just like everybody else. And I personally think that the $150 was fine. And Ira Sorkin is like the Mad Hatter. I think he's dead wrong on this, because there is a symbolism to this whole deal, I think, with Madoff. And it doesn't matter if you've given him 75 years or whatever. He's going to die in prison unless he lives to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest human alive, and I don't think so. Don in Wyoming, my friend, you have the floor.
Hey, thanks. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Did you have a good weekend?
I was all right. So, Kate, did you catch any Michael Jackson music by chance?
Everywhere. Every Michael Jackson song you can think of from the very beginning, from the Jackson 5, has been played a ton, yes.
Yeah, I was doing all right, and I popped up on my iPod at some of the Jackson 5 stuff, and that got to me a little bit. You know, I know the guy was kind of weird and everything, but like I was telling you the other night, the guy's just, you know, part of the American fabric, you know. And,
yeah, Don, let me ask you this question, since you were a big Michael Jackson fan. There's all these polls out. Do you think Michael Jackson is bigger than Elvis? I mean, who's bigger, Elvis, the Beatles or Michael Jackson?
I think that question is kind of like asking if you had three children, which one you love the most.
So, okay, so you know, yeah, I mean, I think it's tough.
You know, it's you know, between I don't know, but that's really hard. I'd have to see Elvis and the Beatles are just a little bit ahead of Michael, you know, but he's still right there. I mean, it's between the three of them, you know. There's and anyway, you know, you hear this thing that they're talking now that the children aren't even his biological children or something. You know, the guy was doing some weird stuff to himself. Maybe he couldn't have kids or something like that. You know.
Yeah, I've heard that too. All the stuff about the will and the kids and Debbie Rowe with the two kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, our movie comes out tonight. The big one for the summer, I hope. So.
What movie?
Yeah, Public Enemies.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Matt, our technical director, who I'm sure you speak to when you call in, he's reading the book right now. He wanted to make sure he read the book before he saw the movie.
Oh, never, ever do that. Well, I read Forrest Gump, Forrest Gump, before I saw the movie. And you know how great that movie was. It won Oscar Film of the Year, and it was great. But it was just like, it couldn't match it. Don't ever read a book before a movie is being made into a movie. They'll run the movie. There's no way the movies are as good as the books, you know?
I don't think the movies are usually as good as the book, the adaptation. I agree, either.
No, no way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so, hey, I got some funny stuff going on top of the border there with this Honduras thing, huh?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And that's kind of been swept under the rug because of everything else that's happening. The ship, by the way, turns around, the North Korean ship. What's going on in Iran, these protests, and they're still supposedly bubbling up. So when we talk about world events, for some reason, the whole hubbub in Honduras, the ousted Honduran president vowing to come back, and the whole explosion that's happening in Honduras has barely been touched on.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Obama said a few things about it, and I'm just wondering if this is going to take military intervention to get this guy back into his place, you know, because it sounds like the guy that's been put in charge and giving up the command or whatever and giving up his position. So I don't know. It's just kind of... Hey, that just came. I think that blindsided us from somewhere. I don't, you know. Well, I mean, we know Fat Boy Chavez is down there, you know, and in Cuba, you know, the deal going on with them. But boy, you know, we thought Central America, I guess, for a while was all right.
You're right. And then this happens. You've got, thanks, Don. You have 8 million people. That's what you're talking about too there. And you've got the military coup that happened on Sunday. So the ousted president Jose Manuel Zelaya, and you've got troops running into the president's house and pushing him out of the country in exile, saying they're going to arrest him if he returns, but he's saying he's going to return this week. Wow. A little bit more on that since Don opened that can of worms.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
So there was a coup over the weekend. Don brought it up. We were just mentioning it in Honduras. And the president, the former president or president, actually still is the president, says he wants to return home. He doesn't care what is going to happen, what's going to pass. In fact, the UN passed a resolution saying that the ousted president should be returned to power. And 3 labor unions in Honduras began a strike to back Zela. And we'll see where this happens. In fact, the ousted president appeared before the UN General Assembly earlier in the day. Boy, that you just don't think about it, but how weird is it? And he said, nobody has given me a trial. Nobody has convened a tribunal. That has not happened. But, you know, with this new foreign minister in place, he is saying as soon as he arrives, he's going to be captured and we have the arrest warrants. So he would face charges, what they're saying out of Honduras, of violating the Constitution, corruption, drug trafficking, and a few other things. Wow. He continues to insist that he will do it, however. But as I said, the troops went into his house, sent him out of the country in exile, and they had somebody else sworn in that day. Roberto Micheletti was sworn in as the provisional president with the support of Congress. So, you know, maybe this isn't the last of it. It's interesting, too, because the State Department, and this is, of course, what happens. When I went to Ecuador, there was a travel alert, but nothing was going on in Ecuador. But, of course, something is happening there. The State Department issued a travel alert because of what they call unstable political and security situation in Honduras and recommends that American citizens defer all non-essential travel to Honduras until further notice. There were two U.S. military folks in Washington that confirmed that U.S. helicopters are going to fly over southern Honduras and probably did on a humanitarian relief mission. And they say there's a huge sensitivity issue here to any public appearance by the U.S. military in the country. So in the meantime, they postponed some exercises with the military until the country settles down. And that could be 2 to 3 weeks at least. And the overthrow was early on Sunday when all of this happened. Now, what are the rippling effects of this? Of course, the United Nations and the United States condemning the ouster and demanding that he be put back in power. But here's the other thing. The World Bank is freezing funds to Honduras until they resolve this. And even the United States is reviewing now their aid to that nation. So there are a lot of people that are backing out of there saying that it was illegal and they're not going to back this this new guy, so stay tuned. And you knew that there was a lot of stuff that was happening in Honduras, but I don't know that they expected on Sunday that they were going to go in there just under the wire and push him out the way they did. Speaking of being pushed out, in Iraq, the people are cheering, and some are a little bit fearful, I bet, from the U.S. pullout from the cities, because it's official, baby. It's over. It's over as far as the U.S. being the main man in Baghdad in those cities. Now, there still are troops there, but it's certainly a day of celebration. I talked about it the other night. There were fireworks and parties and all that sort of stuff. The Americans are leaving, but some people are worried because there are some of these individual attacks. There were 30 people, including women and kids, killed in a huge bombing in a northern city in Iraq. Dozens of people wounded in a shopping area in that what would be described as a pretty oil-rich part of the city. And there's been some dramatic attacks in the last 10 days. It was relatively pretty quiet. If you remember, we talked about it a ton in America Tonight, but now it's bubbling up again. This is important, though. This was part of following the treaty. And the treaty was, and this is exactly what Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, wanted, that the U.S. would back out of this. So the combat troops are still in Iraq, in bases and outposts and out of the major population centers. But it's going to feel different because you don't have the battalions there. So there's still Americans in the city and military trainers and advisors and all that sort of stuff. It's just not the number of troops that we're rolling through. And it's interesting because in my mind, visualizing this, I was thinking of tanks and all of them pulling out. But it's been gradually pulling out of the combat forces. So it wasn't so dramatic where you didn't see tanks flying through the streets, which I think actually is a really, really good thing. I mean, Americans out of the neighborhoods, that's what has to happen. And hopefully it will not reignite completely the sectarian warfare that has slammed that country in the last couple of years, certainly. Because I certainly want it to be a victory, right? Don is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Don, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate. How are you? But I think you're a little. I think you've read too many of the standard media reports about Honduras.
Why? What do you say is happening in Honduras?
Well, from what I can understand and what I can gather from other sources, is that the Supreme Court of Honduras threw the guy out because the guy that was the currently exiled president, who was in power, had been elected for 2 terms by their constitution. He could not be elected a third term, but he wanted to change their constitution to allow him to be permanently the president with no more elections, and he sent out a survey to the people to try to get it changed, which was against their constitution. It'd be like if George Bush said, I wanted to be a third term, a permanent third term, and sent out the survey to try to get people to change the constitution, and the Supreme Court stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. They properly sent the military in and exiled the guy. I don't get up on it. I mean, if anything, Obama this time, he ought to keep his mouth shut because he has no point in business in this. I mean, if Castro and Cuba want to talk about it, and if that job down in Venezuela and Chavez want to talk about it, don't make the Americans look like we're tied in with those guys by trying to tell them what to do. These guys fought the Constitution and did the right thing.
It's too late about it. You're right. The Supreme Court did rule that it was illegal. The referendum is what you're talking about. And that the Congress voted not to hold it. Absolutely, you're right on that. And that they overturned, what was it? The dismissal of the top general who said the military was not going to be a part of this referendum. And you're right, absolutely, that had happened. But then, of course, there was the clash with the supporters. They were in the streets. They were throwing rocks. They burned tires and set up roadblocks and all that sort of stuff. And as I said, Micheletti made it clear that Zela, who was the guy in charge, would not be welcomed back and would be arrested. But what's happened is that there are these labor unions and all these other people that are backing the former president of Honduras, and they're saying this new guy is in the pocket of Chavez. And so, of course, the United Nations, and as you said, the U.S., is pushing and saying that this isn't right and all this other stuff. But you have a great point. If the Supreme Court in their country is recognizing that it's not right, well, then who is correct in this situation? Because if he comes back, he would violate, as I did say before, the Constitution, corruption, and a couple of other things would be thrown at him. He would get charges for that. And the number one thing that you mentioned is that Constitution deal.
Right, and the most important thing in the whole thing is Honduras' national sovereignty.
Yeah.
And I would never want the UN coming and messing with the United States' national sovereignty. Let me give you an example. If for some reason, the Supreme Court actually decided to take up the possibility of look at Obama's actual birth certificate and to find out, and they found that he was not a natural born citizen of the United States. He was actually born in Kenya. If for some reason that happened, he was had to be the military would have to come in and escort him out. Now he wouldn't be exiled, but if he was escorted out, would there not be riots? Would there not be labor unions? Would there not be madness in the
streets? Yeah, that would protest.
Right,
yeah.
But after a while, those things settle down, and law and order and their constitution will be followed. Civil disruption is not a big deal as long as it doesn't lead to civil war. That's when it gets bad. And, you know, if our president had that happen, you better believe there'd be chaos in the streets for a few weeks. But, you know, it may happen here. So, I mean, I'm not going to – it's not Honduras should never come out and say, well, you know, the Americans shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be following their own constitution.
You know what, Don, you actually make a good point, because should we be there? But then what other people, you know what the uptake on that is? Yeah, but what about all these other countries, and why wouldn't we get involved? This guy's a bad guy. Why don't we want the good guy in there? But you have a point. It is their constitution, and whether we like the guy or the other guys in the pocket of Hugo Chavez, who I think is a thieving, murdering scumbag, that's the choices that you make. So is there a point where there's a cutoff line? We wouldn't want that to happen to us. I'm giving you cred for your argument. You're making sense because you turned it on. You turned it over as to say, well, what about if that were to happen to us? So, all right, I'm going to give you high points for that. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. All right, Don in Kentucky brought it up. Is there a point where we shouldn't be involved? I mean, the president's saying he's going to return. The UN is backing this guy. But the reason the UN is backing the guy is because he said he wasn't rightfully booted out, and I'll explain that in a second.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Don in Kentucky says, why do we have to stick our nose in the Honduras business? Well, the problem, of course, in Central America is how corrupt and lopsided things are anyway. In fact, we had spoken to Don in Wyoming a little bit earlier. He knows. He's been to Central America several times. I've been to Central America and South America. And unfortunately, especially with the people keep talking about Mexico and the drug trafficking and the money that changes hands and the gangs. But let me tell you, there's certainly, when you want to look at a map, you look at some of the parts of Central America and certainly South America, and it is, they're riddled with corruption. And Honduras is absolutely one of those places. So you have the UN and the US and a whole bunch of other people backing the ousted guy and saying it wasn't right. Now, what the deposed president is saying is that he was never given any kind of a chance, that he was just told to leave. He was thrown out. And he spoke to the UN General Assembly, like I said, and said, no, you know, there have been these accusations, but nobody's given him a trial. But there was no trial. that they didn't convene a tribunal, that they didn't do that, but they expelled him by force, and that he's a citizen, and he wants to return, he wants to be there, and all that other sort of stuff. So the UN is backing him and saying this is a military coup, which is what I described it as, and that here we go, we've got 8 million people, I guess if I'm right, in Honduras. So it's, let's face it, it's one of these situations. You either put this pawn in or you put that pawn in. And for some reason, the pawn that is liked in Honduras is the current guy, the guy that was ousted. The guy that's put in, Roberto Micheletti, who's the new provisional president, who talked to crowds on Tuesday afternoon, who vowed that the next national elections that will happen in November are going to be held like they were supposed to be held, and that a new president will be sworn in as usual in January. So when Zela was speaking at the United Nations, his opponents were holding lots of rallies in the capital of Honduras and waving the Honduran flag, and there were lots of signs rather denouncing him. So we know what happens in this situation when you're talking about a country like Honduras. So why recognize the new government? The reason they won't recognize the new government is because they say it's an oligarchy, and they won't continue. They're going to mount a campaign of so-called resistance until the former president is restored to power. So now you do have a split, and you do have some chaos in the capital city, especially. But you have the UN coming down heavily on the side of the old guy, and basically threatening that there's not going to be any aid to Honduras. And how much aid do they need in Honduras? And the answer to that is, they get quite a bit of aid there. So it's a sticky situation. Like I said, if you've ever traveled to any of those countries, you know what that means. Go back in your mind and think of some of the big time overthrows that you've ever seen made fun of, but that you've ever talked about in history, particularly when it comes to those regions. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'd like to, I'll try to stick to my topics, as you always give me a lot of time.
Ah, you were so bad. You always practice it.
No, I can weave a spider's web, or I like to call it a spoke of a wheel. All of these topics, I'll talk about everything you talked about. But this, Michael Jackson, is smoke and mirrors in the sense that you said 1 million people are going to show up for his tribute. The scary thing is, last week, the Senate confirmed this guy named Harold Cole as the legal advisor to the Department of State. Now, before you say, where are we going with this, let me be clear. This guy, the information I got on him came from the NRA's magazine. He's extremely anti-gun, but he's extremely also pro-Obama dictatorships. The reason I bring it up, because he's been confirmed. The Office of Legal Counsel for the Justice Department, they're looking at their confirmation of this woman, Dawn something or other. That was in the Wall Street Journal today. You say, why are you bringing this up? Because these people are getting through into our government, these that are going to help this despot who is our president. And the reason I say despot is because in the new issue of Weekly Standard, there's a book that's been written called Soft Despotism, Democracy's Drift. And the point of the book is basically the people in the country are being promised everything from health care to green energy and everything else. They're not seeing the people he's putting in place behind Obama, which I spoke to you before he was elected, how he was doing it with Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton. The book mentions how we get everything or we're promised everything. We don't defend our democracy or our representative republic. We're being led down this line, and all these people dying, as unfortunate as it is, and the news media is not covering what's really going on, and it's disconcerting to say the least. And as far as Honduras, I'm dating a lovely woman from Honduras. She said, this old guy is a scumbag. I want to know why this administration and the UN, which is a bunch of scumbags, want to put this deposed guy back in office. And the fellow from Kentucky was absolutely brilliant. We really have to know the real story. Your news media doesn't tell you the story. But the people that Obama has behind him and who are being confirmed, why do they want to put these people in? Why did Iranian people were squashed? Because they want the status quo. He says he's for change, but he's for the same old despot. The woman I'm saying said that this guy in Honduras never helped the people. So let's see if the new guy really is backed by Chavez or if the old guy is backed by Chavez. It's sad that we're not getting the coverage in this country. We're blind to it. And it goes on and on. And really quick, I was passing through Pennsylvania on Route 78, Interstate 78. There was a huge billboard. It said, "Where's the birth certificate?" And I was just amazed. It's up there. This guy is not I can't even tell you how upset I am because of the people that have supported him, the Reverend Wright and Bill Ayers and his wife Obama, who I told you probably smacks this guy around. This woman wants more power in the West Wing. This whole illegitimacy of the presidency. And did you hear about the woman in the Speaker of the State Senate in California that said that conservative talk radio is terrorism or is hate speech? You see, they're going to come after us. Because we're speaking our mind, we are dissenting. Dissent is what this country was founded upon, and that's the way it should continue to go.
I agree.
I disagree. If a million people could show up at Michael Jackson's funeral, a million people should call their Congress and ask him, what's really going on? What the hell is really going on? He passed a cap and trade bill that no one's allowed to read that's going to increase your taxes for this farce of global warming. People, you need to realize, Michael Jackson was a great entertainer, but he's dead now. Let it go. Your country is being taken from you, and you don't even see it because this bull crap on the news is being fed to you that it's not really important. And thank you, baby. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. On his soapbox, Mark in New York once again. I mean, here's what I will say in defense. Not all news media, because our news media is independent. So if they decide to cover the things, what's happening is, I do agree with this, is that a lot of the news media is like lemmings, and they follow whatever the big story, they decide the big story is in whatever newsroom. So if it's all Michael Jackson all the time, and it's ad nauseum ridiculous, and as Mark said, yes, he was a great singer, it's sad, he died, whatever, and there's all these cycling around stories about him, and they decide to go that route and cover it over and over again, well then shame on them. I don't think there is a mind meld or a great conspiracy that is being fed from the news media. I think it's just dolts that are serving it up because they're like lemmings once again. And the point that Mark makes about conservative talk radio, he is right about that because there was all the hubbub about the fairness doctrine. And the reason is because a lot of the people that are in place in our government don't like what they're hearing on the radio. They don't like when they're being questioned about immigration or when they're being questioned about taxes or when they're being questioned about a plethora of things. As Mark said, and you know we just talked this hour about that, the whole cap and trade thing and ultimately what's going to happen to you, the American people, when it comes to what you're paying for electricity and everything else when it comes to, quote, global warming. So he is right on that as well. I'm going to leave you this one. A Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to against every government and what no just government should refuse or rest on inference. That's Tom Jefferson.